This podcast replay is brought to you by Sports Grill. With over 35 years of making it special grilled, they're celebrating the start of football season with 15% off all bone-in wings. Visit any of their 7 locations all over South Florida.
How do you play over your head for 18 games, though, the playoffs? Well, they brought back the 03 Marlins in 04. Right? Didn't they bring them all back? Pretty much. Right, Pudge retired. No, wait a minute. Pudge might have been around another season. Yeah, it was 03. Didn't they bring back most of those people? Didn't they even add Carlos Delgado after? Didn't they add, like, Delgado in 05 or 06? No, 97 they did not bring back. No, 97 was the fire sale. It took a couple of years to, like, look it up there. Look it up there. Yeah. 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 So, you know, Jermaine, did the bubble team go back to the championship the following year? Did the 31-10 team that went 500, did they get better the following year? Just say it. Did Dion Waiters play better than he played for those 29 games with Dragon ever in his career before or after? No. So you can go on a roll, okay? Weren't you around? Oh, maybe you weren't. Maybe you're young, but the 96 Panthers, you think they were that good when they got to the Stanley Cup Finals, or do you think they got on a roll? Do you watch sports at all? You've never seen teams get on a roll when they're really not that good and they go on to win a title? And, you know, was the University of Miami really better than Nebraska in 1983? Again, you might be too young, so you don't have perspective and you don't get it and all that stuff. But you make it sound like the better team always wins. You make it sound like nobody ever gets on a roll and they're just hot. Did you watch the Cincinnati Reds beat the Oakland A's? So you thought Duncan and his hitting streak was normal? You probably don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, bro. But do you think the Reds were actually better than those A's? I mean. So, yeah, you can get on a roll, my man. I can name tons of teams that got on a roll and they weren't really that good. And they might have even won the title and they weren't that good. And the Panthers in 96, breaking news, they probably weren't even top 10 in the league. If the Heat win a championship, yeah, it'll be flukish. For sure. For sure it'll be flukish. You think the 83 Canes weren't flukish? You think fans, bro, you know, you just start getting full of yourselves and you think your team is better than what it really is. Come on, man. I mean, you know, it's some of you out there, you just want to live in fantasy land. Yeah, and you make it sound like, is FAU really that good that they should have been in Final Four? Or did they get on a roll? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I insult the Owls fans? Did I insult them with honesty? Come on, man. Some of you act like you've never seen sports in your lives and you've never seen teams get on a roll who weren't the best team in the league in order to win the title or get to the title or get to a conference championship, but they just got on a roll and they got lucky. Do you think Loyola Marymount, after Hank Gathers, you know, died, that they would have gone to the Elite Eight? Most of you can't answer that because you don't have perspective and you're not old enough to know what I know or what I've seen. But any of you that are old enough to know and seen what I've seen, you kind of know what I'm talking about now. You know, the 70s Dolphins, they were supposed to get to the Super Bowl and win. The 97 Marlins are supposed to get to the World Series and win. They were gifted enough. Let me ask you again. The 82 Dolphins, right? The Woodstock year. Were they really the best team? Or was there a little flukishness and the strike and Shula being Shula giving you the edge? Was it that? Yeah. Some of you act like you've never watched sports before. And you act like maybe your team is doing something that's never been done before. Yeah, because 8 seeds, I mean, it's normal for them to win the title. It happens all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Right? 8 seeds in the NBA win the title all the time. That's not flukish. Come on, man. Come on. Some of you out there, man, I got to tell you.